The question was asked, what is the best way to communicate, to begin conversation, to connect with a date? So, I want to take a step back, and I want to point out that the best way to communicate well with someone is that you talk the same mother tongue, you talk the same language. Very often when people come to Israel, so they learn Hebrew, and then they feel comfortable dating in Hebrew, and it's difficult. It's not impossible, but it's difficult. If you have two choices, and one of them speaks your mother tongue, that is a big, big, big advantage. That is a big, big, big plus. I strongly recommend it. Now, what about communication? Now that you do, you share a language. The most important thing is to be natural. To be yourself. Sometimes people are too pressured, and that doesn't work. If it's Mrs. Wright and it's Mr. Wright, then eventually it will work. Might not be on the first date, might not be on the second date, but by the third or fourth date, it should start being smooth. Don't expect it to be on the first date, especially if you're dating someone who's more quiet, and that might be what's good for you, a girl that's more quiet. Don't worry, with you she won't be quiet. The quietest of girls with their husbands aren't quiet. If there's a real relationship between you two and she's your wife, she will not be quiet between you and her. She might be quiet with other people, but with her own husband, if they're really connecting, then he's the one person in the world that she won't be quiet with. But she's a modest and quiet girl, so that it's going to take her time to open up, and there's nothing wrong with that. So if you are yourself, and you speak, and you tell her about yourself, and you ask her about who she is, so slowly the relationship can evolve, and you will have conversation. It is usually the norm is that the first date we discuss who I am, where I learned, my history, who my family is, and then she tells me about that too. There's no order. She could say first, I could say first, doesn't matter. After that we evolve. So what are your siblings doing? Are they married? What do they do? What do their spouses do? Girls who did Shehut Lumi very often, very, very often they enjoy talking about Shehut Lumi. It's a very special year in a girl's life. So you could talk to them, National Service Shehut Lumi. And if not, so you discuss what she's studying, what she's doing, and her family. And then the conversation should evolve naturally. Now, it's always good to have a few thoughts in your back pocket that you could discuss. You don't have to discuss too much politics. I don't think there's much benefit to that. I mean, more or less, you should be in a similar direction. It's a little difficult if she's voting left and you're voting right. It could work, but especially here in Israel, that can be a real issue. But if you're from Chutz La'aretz, it can be an issue. It doesn't have to be an issue, but it can be.
It's keen here. It's like you.
Yeah, things are sharper here.
Yes.
But I assume that the girls you're going to go out with are not going to be extremely left. And if they're not as right as you, I don't know if that should be an issue. But I don't really see a reason to talk too much politics. A little bit, you understand what your perspective is on life and on Israel, etc., is important. It's going to have ramifications on other things, like do you participate in protest rallies, and do you plan on living in Eit Nachlut, in a yeshuv, on a givah? So that's where it might be relevant. But too much politics, Olmert does this and Olmert does that, and Effie Eitam is this and Effie Eitam is that, I don't really see a point. That's not what married life is all about. I mean, by some people it is. What? No, so that's why I think you have to ensure that you're in the same direction, more or less, but I don't see a reason that should be a focus. Something we discussed. Now, communication builds. Sometimes it clicks right away, and sometimes with time it clicks. There's no rule, and when you're hard-pressed to start a conversation, you should be quiet. There's nothing wrong with silence. Even if the silence lasts for a minute or two, naturally the conversation will usually pick up. That's the way conversation usually goes. If you're pressed, oh no, it's quiet, now what? Then the conversation usually does not pick up. You say something stupid, she doesn't know what you want from her life, and then you feel stupid, and then the conversation didn't go anywhere. So just be quiet. If you have nothing to say, be quiet. I remember many times I dated many, 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 many girls. And I could really say Rabos Banos. I don't know about Asuchayel. I mean, there are many nice girls, but I remember many times that there was silence on a date. And I even remember once a girl said to me, "Nu, say something."
Yes, it was me. In my young years, it was girls asked me, "Why is there silence? How we can go up?" You know,
it's important to talk. No, it's important to talk. But I there were two responses I had. If a girl would just say, it depends on how the girl was the rest of the day. If I felt like there was no chance it would go anywhere, and she was just being abrasive, so if she'd say, "Nu, say something," I might say something like, "Why do I have to? You just did." Jokingly. But more often I would tell the girl, you know, that was only one exception. That was that same girl that told me, "You're short enough as it is without me walking on the sidewalk and you on the street." I told you guys the story about that date. So she had said so many nasty things to me on that date. So when she said that, I didn't see it. I didn't feel a need to say anything. But usually I would tell a girl, with a friend, I don't feel a need to talk all the time. And naturally, if we're going to see if it works between us, so then there are going to be times in life when we have nothing to say, and there will be times when we have what to say, and then we'll say them. So right now I have nothing to say, so I can't say anything. And if you have something to say, I'm open to hearing it. I don't believe that the guy always has to start the conversation. And if not, eventually the conversation will kick in, don't worry. And usually by the end of that speech, the conversation kicks in. Even if not, I think that's the true approach. You can't always talk. It helps if you're not sitting in a hotel or in a lobby and just facing one another in silence. If you're dating in a room and then there's nothing but looking at one another in the walls, mm-hmm. So then sometimes you start looking what to look for. If you're walking, so then you feel more natural. Even if you're sitting on a park bench, you could look out at the view. You have something to talk about. So in the summer it's easier. In the winter, it's nice to have a place where you could at least get up and walk around. Okay, so that's the question was, what's the best way to communicate? And the best way is to be natural and let things flow. Hopefully the things will flow and we don't have to be pressed if there's silence. If there are silent gaps, there's nothing wrong with it. And sometimes it's good to even declare, if there's nothing wrong if there's silent gaps. Mm-hmm. And that takes the pressure off of both of us.